This is Fresh Air. About 6 months ago, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band got together with several dozen country and rock musicians in a studio in Tennessee, and over the next few weeks recorded an album, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Volume 2. It features performances by some veterans of the first Circle album, Johnny Cash, the Carter Family, and Earl and Randy Scruggs, along with some new recruits like Roseanne Cash, Roger McGuinn, and Bruce Hornsby. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Cultivated oceans, floating cities in the sky, living underneath our bubble. No more toil and trouble, singing about that sweet old by and by.
If I was a mean old rock critic, I'd point out that the last time most of us thought much about the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band was 18 years ago, when the first Will the Circle Be Unbroken collection was released. In other words, when they're not surrounded by superstars, this is a rather tepid little outfit whose Long Beach, California roots are closer to folk and pop than the old-fashioned country music they admire. But let's give the Dirt Band its due. When that first Circle collection came out in 1972, it arrived as a gesture of reconciliation. Country and rock musicians were eyeing each other very warily in those days, and so when the Dirt Band hatched their idea, it was a pleasant surprise when the likes of Roy Acuff, Mother Maybelle Carter, and Earl Scruggs agreed to collaborate. Not for nothing was that album subtitled Music Forms a New Circle. Well, the circumference of that circle has been expanding over the last decade and a half. By now, the country rock synthesis is taken for granted, which makes Will the Circle Be Unbroken Volume 2 something less than the cultural event the first one was. This time around, it's as if they recorded anyone who walked in the door. How else to explain the presence of John Denver?
You can drive around in a long limousine. If you don't know where you're going, it don't mean a thing. He who'd walk a mile just to hold an empty hand knows what it means. A wealthy man, ashes to ashes, dust into dust, palaces will crumble, bridges will rust, mountains will disappear.
The 20 songs on Circle Volume 2 are wildly uneven, as might be expected from a collection that includes so many different styles. After a couple of painfully sincere numbers by Emmylou Harris, for example, it comes as an immense relief to get a blast of energy from a former member of Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys, Jimmy Martin.
Now she's gone and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. My good gal left me, she went away. Now she's gone and I don't worry. Lord, I'm a-settin' on top of the world. She called me from Dallas in El Paso. Said, come back, Daddy, I need you so. Now she's gone and I don't worry. Lord, I'm a-settin' on top of the world.
Jimmy Martin's pinched nasal singing and gratifyingly direct phrasing puts most of the whippersnappers on this collection to shame. His performance is matched in quality only a few times, and most convincingly by John Hiatt and Roseanne Cash, who sing a lovely version of Hiatt's song, One Step Over the Line.
I know it's just your daddy's car. Your daddy never went this far. Baby, we know who we are. Let's go. One step over the line, I could be your driving wheel. We could make those tires squeal. Ooh, I like the way it feels. Taking it one step over the line.
One step forward and two steps back. It's for the bird.
One of the disappointments of Circle Volume 2 is that there isn't much interaction between the generations. The Dirt Band backs up just about everyone, but we never hear what it might sound like if, say, Jimmy Martin and Roseanne Cash were to harmonize, or if Johnny Cash was to add his nitty-gritty voice to Emmylou Harris's. Instead, we get an aimless assortment that yields the occasional pleasure, such as Levon Helm of the band yearning for the grave on When I Get My Rewards.
Oh, the night is so still, not a baby will cry, not a chill wind will blow, disturbing the sky. But there's no peace in me, I'm burning for you. I'm walking the floor in the devil's shoes. When I get my rewards, I will bring them to you.
The only time everyone gets together is on the title song. That's when, finally, a lot of the self-consciousness that characterizes this project is thrown off, and everyone sings out clearly.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.